Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. My name is Rosa and today I'm here without my Alfred because he is for business in Austria. And so I decided to read one of our first articles from the Wing Chun Universe from the year 2011. And the name of this very important and basic article is about the logo from the Wing Chun Universe and about our salutation. Okay, let's go. The logo. In this article, we would like to introduce our logo and our salutation. Our logo is no random combination of symbols, but communicates, as does our salutation, the philosophy and attitude behind all of it. Starting from the outside, the symbolism of the two outstretched wings stands for freedom. They symbolize the rise from the ground and the lifting into the skies. One could also say the gain of a new perspective and an advanced point of view. The beast's wings are representing is the eagle. Protection is another aspect of the wing shapes. In our philosophy of the Trinity of Human Centers, they stand for the heart, the emotional center, which in its developed function is also called the silent knowledge. The sword stands for the clarity of thinking, razor-sharp thoughts, the keenness and willingness to set boundaries, to say no and defend oneself. Just as well, the sword stands for combat, the willingness to carry out and complete inevitable disputes here and now. Moreover, for Yang, being not only the shifting and moving force, but also an ultimately destructive one, as new concepts can only arise after letting go of old ones. Still, for every Yang to maintain efficacy, a Yin is required. Without yin, it is but a puff without effect. On the three centers, it is one of thinking in its developed form known as clear thinking. The two serpents mean flexibility, adaptability, health and medicine, as well as virulency to us. They symbolize the yin, the ever-transforming and adapting character, but also the Jilui. Yin is the medium through which the yang is moved. The yin without the yang tends to stagnation. We associate them to our center of instincts. The circle is wholeness in itself, uniting the sum of the parts to a greater entity. The circle is harmonic and represents organic thinking and prospering along with the resulting efficacy. It also circumscribes the harmony interplay of surrounded and surrounding parts. It is a borderline, the point of contact of inner and outer force alike, which nonetheless mutually affected each other. The circle is the final symbol of yin and yang's inseparable interaction. Unable to exist without one another, something forced into an extreme position of yin will react in an extreme yang and likewise. Extreme yielding, for example, will unload in an extremely violent explosion. The Wing Chun Universe movement is not a territorial notion, but simply the current vessel, or even better, the moment's expression of the laws of nature it is based upon. Thus, we see the WTU logo as a symbol for a certain kind of people. People in which the three centers of thought, emotion and movement are harmonically developed and as balanced as possible, or who are working on that. And we are thus facing a human possessing somewhat of a real will by that activating two additional centers, the clarity of thinking and the silent knowledge. A human being no longer reacting conditioned to inner and outer impulses, not parroting, but through his own experiences gained knowledge and abilities, able to take a firm stand as a real individual. This having nothing to do with education, status or success in his or her outside life. A WTU practitioner might not be a charming or even sympathetic person, being able to say a clear no, setting boundaries, not looking for trouble, but still not afraid to face it, neither when necessary. As such, one does not seek the faceless collective, but the real community instead, knowing that certain aspects of a person's life can only develop in healthy, organically functioning surrounding. For that reason, we would like to summarize the above mentioned in two sentences. In order to grant efficacy, three conditions are required: the right people, to the right time, and the right place. And necessity creates organs. The second part of this article is about the salutation, salve. In all cultures and societies, there are certain rules that allow a better cohabitation. As such, the form of greeting each other in martial arts system is a fundamental element of globally valid form when coming and going. The salutation in the Wing Chun universe derives from the realistin of the three centers of thought, emotion and movement. Our greeting is the person's sign who's aware of his three centers in this action and simultaneously a gesture for the person being greeted who is on his part becomes aware of facing someone as his entity and of being giving full attention. The basic position is an upright relaxed stand. With the hand raised, the legs initially stay close together but 1 inch distance, hands hanging down sideways unstressed. The open lead hand, usually the right as the center of thinking, rises in a fluid movement over the hara, the solar plexus, the center of movement, up to the heart's position, the emotional center, and from there on forward along the body's middle axis with the head's edge raised vertically. This is a symbol for a peaceful intention and the salutation and shows that no weapons lies drawn in the main hand, nor itself is intended to be used as such. The second hand, the transportation hand, remains at the side, hanging down relaxed or carrying a weapon. Simultaneously to the fluid greeting movement of the lead hand, the stands open sideways, reagging the weight with the lead hand's opposite foot, stepping 1 foot's distance to the side into a normal, still parallel stand. The resulting final stand of the lead hand derives from the Buddhistic gesture of peace. The second hand remains ready for action. Going to the final position, we intonate the word salve. Originating from our own European cultural area, the ancient Roman greeting was used up into the Middle Ages as a mainly but not only military salutation and to demonstrate respect and honor among civilized warriors. The greeting is supposed to convey a friendly and respectful way of communication and to bring together all gathered participants. At the same time, the salutation is a symbol for an upright person, for someone to take a stand. And here as well, we would like to put one final sentence at the end, symbolizing the salve in the WTU. A human being should not bow to another, nor should he have another bow before them. Thank you for listening. We have an English ebook which is on our website www.wingtonuniverse.org, and I think it's on our shop books, and then you can have a download from our English ebook with the name Fragments of Thought. There are some interesting articles in English language. The next time I will be here again with Alfred, and I say goodbye for now.